I sort of feel like it's already have been preached this morning, for every scripture that I've actually picked out has already been talked about. But may we bow our heads. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Good morning, church. I want to thank you for having me back. I want to thank Pastor John for the invitation and for the word to be presented today. Hopefully, I do not say anything that may offend you, but my intentions are to defend and to speak the words of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. About 3 weeks ago, Pastor John asked if I could speak today. And I didn't question him as to why, but I find it a privilege to speak the word. And although many followers of Christ may have not wanted to do what the Lord God asked, they found that either before or after, it was good to be obedient to the will of God. Pastor John went on to tell me that he is doing a series on the book, The Altar in the World by Barbara Brown Taylor. And in reading it, I found she shares how she learned to find God beyond the church walls by embracing the sacred as a natural part of everyday life. In An Altar in the World, Taylor shows us how to discover altars everywhere we go and in nearly everything we do as we learn to live with purpose, pay attention, slow down, and revere the world in which we live. There was a preface in the beginning of her chapter that read, "He who is aching in every limb, worn out by the effort of a day of work," that is to say, a day when he has been subject to matter, bears the reality of the universe in his flesh like a thorn. The difficulty for him is to look and to love. If he succeeds, he loves the real. By Simone Veil. During the phone conversation, Pastor John was telling me about the series he was doing for about 5 to 6 minutes and said the next series for discussion was the practice of carrying water. My eyebrows lifted as he began to explain, then said, "Or you can bring your own message." But after going on for a while, I figured he really wanted me to continue with this series. So as I was preparing to become a minister, I remembered my pastor at that time saying, "When you are asked to speak at someone's church or an engagement, and they give you a topic, a subject, or scripture to speak on, you do what they have asked. You speak and sit down." So I'm going to speak to you briefly on the practice of carrying water in my perspective. My subtopic being getting your hands dirty. In Genesis 2 and 7, it says, "Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being," in the NIV version. Genesis 2 and 15 says, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it." And if you're like me at first, I had no clue what Pastor John was talking about. And after hanging up the phone, the first thought that came to mind was the image of an Ethiopian woman carrying a large vase or vessel on her head filled with about 50 pounds of water. And that's a lot of water to carry on a head and try to balance it. So I thought to myself, That is a very exhausting task that never ends for them. And it is physical labor. And then I said, maybe it had to do with a woman or a mother and their children in the third world countries who walked barefoot for miles to collect water in bowls or whatever instrument they had to carry their water in to try to make it back home with some of the water remaining in the bowls. This was also a tedious task, one of physical labor. So all sorts of thoughts went through my mind. I thought maybe we might have been even talking about the Samaritan woman when Jesus asked for a drink from Jacob's well. All I knew, it related to water. And the Samaritan woman replied she had nothing to draw the water with and that the well was deep in John 4:11. It's easy to drop a pail down into the well, but then after it's filled with water, it becomes a much harder task, a heavy task, pulling the ropes to bring the water up. But that would have been physical labor. So another thought that came to mind was John 13:1-17, when Jesus washed the feet of the disciples. He put water into a basin and then washed and cleansed their dirty, tired, exhausting feet. Dirt from the top of their toes up to their knees. Physical labor. Jesus got his hands dirty. But then about 2 weeks later, Pastor John sent me the chapter and the introduction by Barbara Brown Taylor, and I read her story about the day that Barbara and her husband Ed moved from the city to the country. And one day a winter storm, a blizzard had came and blew their power out. And after a night, an ice storm covered the fallen snow. Power lines were down. There was no heat. Everything was operated by an electrical pump. So they had no running water. A power outage for 3 days with no electricity, living by candlelight, seemed like a lifetime. I know it all too well. To know what it's like having no heat, having no lights, having no gas or water. There have been many times in my youth where my mother couldn't pay a light bill or a gas bill, and we lived by kerosene heaters. One day my sister was hungry and we had some beans left, and she snuck up under the table to eat them, and our house caught fire. And my mother, not knowing where she was trying to fight through the smoke and the flames to find her missing daughter. My sister sustained third-degree burns. So I could only imagine what it was like when I was reading this, because it brought it home for me. It brought back some memories. Cold days, freezing nights, having to keep each other warm along with their animals. This is what Barbara and her husband Ed also had to endure. Having to walk miles, passing cars and ditches, freezing rain and snow, trying not to fall, and then having to walk back home, carrying water to live by. It gave Barbara a new perspective to life. And Barbara decided being deprived of warmth, light, and experiencing hard work was giving a sense of how it was before. And now this helped her to decide that we needed to come back to the presence of God and to be grounded spiritually. God got his hands dirty to create us. It says in the Bible that all came from dust and all will return to dust. We need to go back and get our hands dirty. Barbara realized, for whatever else they did for a living, they had become ordinary people, common laborers, trying to survive. Barbara stated in her book that Ed, her husband, would keep the fire in the living room burning by chopping wood from the fallen trees. He set up the kerosene heaters in the garage for the outdoor dogs and hauled water from the frost-free pump down at the barn. Barbara herself nailed quilts over the doors and windows, gathered the candles and the flashlights to be able to get around in the dark and to keep her husband and their animals fed and with water. She would read by a light of a gas lamp until she realized that the fumes was making her dizzy. But having no power made her see the power of Christ. It made her have a greater appreciation for the grace of God's given power to complete physical labor, to return to the earth, to do things we needed to do for survival. We all may experience some type of storm. Not always does it have to be a physical power outage by weather. But we can experience a storm in many ways. It could be a financial storm, a medical storm, a spiritual storm, a storm of some type where you must remember from whence you came. We all came from the dust, and dust we will return. I'm going to share with you another story about a year ago that I experienced. I experienced a broken sewer pipe in my basement that went out in my yard some several feet. And for about a year, I used a snake to get the sewer water down when it would rise in my basement. However, it broke to the point where I couldn't get the snake past the breaking point. So I found myself having to use pails to get it out of my basement area. And because I didn't want my dog to get to it, I went outside and dug an area where I could put it. I couldn't turn my water on in the house. I couldn't use my bathroom. And any time it would rain, the water would actually come up into the basement. And when I called to try to have someone come out to fix it, they gave me an estimate of 25 days that they could be out at the earliest. So I found myself going to Kroger, going to Meijer, going to school where I was working to wash up, use the bathroom, buying bottles of water to drink from and to heat the water up on my stove to wash and to give water to my dog. Physical labor. I had to return to dust from whence I came. I returned to God's presence because God has the power to let you know who is God. I didn't let it stop me. Although I was preparing for my oldest daughter's wedding, I had to keep trusting in God, knowing that it was His grace. And by His grace and His mercy is sufficient. And I would get through this. I had come to know I'm no better than that homeless person or that person who cannot clean themselves, that I'm not better than the helpless or the hopeless. And as a nurse, when I have students who feel that they are too good to wipe an elderly person, or for anyone for that matter, I must turn to God, because what makes you think you are better? That you are too good to clean them? Then you are better than your neighbor. Go back from whence you came. Learn to get your hands dirty. Barbara Brown Taylor tells of an 11-year-old friend who played all kinds of computer devices. You know how your youth are. They have Wii, Xbox 3, and I don't know if that's an Xbox 3 that's in existence right now, but probably soon will be. iPods, iPhones, computers, iPads. They had remote controls for this, remote controls for that. Everything but a mop and a broom, or a shovel, or a rake, or a lawnmower, or a dishcloth, or a laundry hamper or a garbage bag. She spoke about one day she went to the barn, and lo and behold, the 11-year-old had followed her because his batteries died. So he was more likely bored. But she went to do her daily chores, feeding the chickens corn, giving the horses hay, collecting eggs, but he wanted to drive the gator to the barn. But she did everything to discourage that. She told him it was time to dig the potatoes. Of course, nobody wants to do that because you're getting your hands dirty, dirt up under your nails, pulling up earthworms. Once the young lad knew where French fries came from and how the potatoes looked before and then after, he wanted to help dig the next time he came over and left his electronics in the car. What am I saying? There's nothing like the fruits of our labor, the gratification of seeing the results from your hard work, from your hard labor. So I am saying you today, if you flip hamburgers, flip them well. If you can clean toilets, clean them well. If you are a housekeeper, clean it with pride. Whatever you do in life, do it to the best of your ability. And if it calls for you to get your hands dirty and having to practice carrying the water, remember through Christ, nothing is too difficult. You never know. You never know what may come up in your life. But be joyful in cutting your grass or raking your leaves or cleaning your basement being a caretaker. Humble yourselves and take care of one another. In conclusion, to complete physical labor, I'm reminded of the 12 boys from Thailand recently, a soccer team, and their coach who was reported missing on July 2nd. Yes, I can talk about maybe Katrina or Puerto Rico, but this was recent and it really touched my heart. They were found in a cave filled with muddy waters that was rising rapidly. The water from the heavy rain had filled the tunnels, whereas they couldn't get out. However, they found the ledge where they were stranded for days in pitch darkness, not knowing if they would even be found. But an ex-Navy SEAL officer laid his life down for them. He died delivering air canisters to them, where he didn't have enough air to make it out himself. Through all of that, through the dirty, muddy waters, through the heartache, through the pain, through the darkness, through the rain, greater love had he than this, to lay down his life for one's friends. Found in John 15 and 13. The Lord was with them. A miracle happened. They were found. They were rescued by rescue workers of Thailand and others abroad. How much water did they carry? They got their hands dirty. From dust we came, and dust we shall return. There is no substitute for earthiness. Keeping the earth is very hard work. You get dirty doing it, says Barbara Brown Taylor. Sue Brolin said, work becomes worship when you dedicate it to God and perform it with an awareness of his presence. Again, I say, by Simone Veil, he who is aching in every limb, worn out by the effort of a day of work, that is to say, a day when he has been subject to matter, bears the reality of the universe in his flesh like a thorn. The difficulty for him is to look and to love. If he succeeds, he loves the real. The storm can cause some physical labor and take us back to earthly measures. It's getting your hands dirty. God did it. We can do it too. God took us and put us in the garden to work and to take care of it. How and under what circumstances remains the question. I'm reminded of a song by Douglas Miller that says, though the storms keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell my night from day, still that hope that lies within us is reassured. As I keep my eyes upon the distant shore, I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. But if the storms don't cease, and if the winds keep on blowing in my life, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. I realize that sometimes in this life, you're going to be tossed by the waves and the currents that seem so fierce. But in the Word of God, I've got an anchor, and it keeps me steadfast and unmovable despite the tide. But if the storms don't cease, but in case the winds keep on blowing in my life, still my soul has been anchored in the Lord. Billows may roll, the breakers may dash, I shall not sway because he hold me fast. So dark the day, clouds in the sky, I know it's all right because Jesus is not. My soul has been anchored, anchored in the Lord. Practice carrying the water. You may have to someday. Return to the dust, earthly measures to survive. God bless you today.